Listen and write. There is one example.
Now, listen, boys and girls. I want to tell you about some changes we will probably have at school next term.
What changes, Miss Smith?
We think there will be some changes in your lessons and some in the building.
Oh, all right. It's important to know about it in advance.
Can you see the answer? Now you listen and write.
What else will change?
I guess you will have 3 breaks and not only 2.
Oh, that sounds great.
And there will be 6 lessons in the morning every day. Last term you had 7 lessons every day.
Wow, that's amazing, Miss Smith. Not so many lessons.
That's not correct, Nick. Your history lessons will happen on Friday afternoons.
Really? And what happens to the PE classes? They were on Friday afternoons.
They will probably be on Saturday mornings, Nick.
Oh, that's good. I'll enjoy that.
I think we will paint all the classrooms green, blue and white. Mr. Chasey, the new principal, will decide.
Oh, we have a new principal. How do you spell his surname?
Chasey. He's very famous. He was a firefighter in our community.
Now listen to part 2 again.
Now, listen, boys and girls. I want to tell you about some changes we will probably have at school next term.
What changes, Miss Smith?
We think there will be some changes in your lessons and some in the building.
Oh, all right. It's important to know about it in advance. What else will change?
I guess you will have 3 breaks and not only 2.
Oh, that sounds great.
And there will be 6 lessons in the morning every day. Last term, you had 7 lessons every day.
Wow, that's amazing, Miss Smith. Not so many lessons.
That's not correct, Nick. Your history lessons will happen on Friday afternoons.
Really? And what happens to the PE classes? They were on Friday afternoons.
They will probably be on Saturday mornings, Nick.
Oh, that's good. I'll enjoy that.
I think we will paint all the classrooms green, blue and white. Mr. Chasey, the new principal, will decide.
Oh, we have a new principal. How do you spell his surname?
Chasey. He's very famous. He was a firefighter in our community.
That is the end of this part.